Unit 5. International Charities. Comic strip, page 74.
Eddie, Oxfam needs money. I remember you have some pocket money left. Let's go and give them some money.
Now? We always have lunch at 12 o'clock. I'm not used to going out before lunch.
Don't worry, we can have a big lunch afterwards.
Hobo, you used to be very kind to me. Let me have lunch first. I'm too weak to walk.
Okay, I'll take you to a new restaurant. It's next to the Oxfam shop.
Reading. A. An interview with an Orbis doctor. Pages 76 to 77. Amy is interested in the work that Orbis doctors and nurses do. She found an interview with one of the Orbis doctors. Here is the interview.
Dr. Ma, please tell us something about blindness.
Blindness affects about 45 million people around the world, mostly in poor countries. The good news is that 80% of the cases of blindness can be cured or prevented. But the bad news is that many people do not have the money for medical treatment.
How does Orbis help?
Orbis uses a flying eye hospital to visit poor countries. On the plane, volunteer doctors perform operations. We also use the plane as a teaching center.
Dr. Ma, you said that you work on a plane. Why don't you work in a hospital?
Many of our patients are so poor that they don't have the money to travel to hospital. So we have to go to them. Also, local doctors and nurses can come to our plane to learn about eye operations. We teach them new skills and knowledge. They can even watch the operations on video. By training local doctors and nurses, we hope to help more people.
How many operations do you perform during a visit?
We need to work very quickly. During my last visit, I operated on 150 patients on the plane. When I worked in a hospital, I used to do only 2 or 3 operations a day. It's hard work, but I'm used to it now.
People must be really grateful to you.
Yes, indeed they are. But the most important thing for us is that we can help people see again. I'm proud that I can help so many people.
Thank you very much for your time, Dr. Ma. Is there anything else you'd like to say to our readers?
We are the lucky ones. We should try our best to help other people. Modern medicine can treat their problems. All we need is enough money to carry on with our work. We hope people will support our work by sending donations to Orbis. Integrated skills. A. The work of UNICEF. Page 86. A1. The class 1 grade 8 students have to do a presentation on an international charity. Daniel is listening to a radio program about UNICEF. Help him put the sentences into the correct order. Write the numbers 1 to 5 in the boxes. UNICEF works all over the world. UNICEF helps make the world a better place for children. We provide clean water, enough food and education to poor children in many countries. We want children to be healthy, so we try to prevent illness. When they're sick, we pay for them to go to a doctor. We also think it's important that children go to school. Many children in poor countries have to work to earn money for their families, so they can't go to school. UNICEF raises money by selling Christmas cards and organizing other fundraising activities. There are many ways you can help UNICEF. You can send a donation or do some voluntary work. B. Speak up. Talking about charities. Page 87. Which is your favorite charity? Work in pairs. Use Kitty and Daniel's conversation as a model. Replace the underlined words with your own information.
I used to spend all my pocket money on clothes and snacks. How about you?
I used to buy a new comic book every week. Now, I try to save some money to give to charities.
Which is your favorite charity?
UNICEF, because it spends a lot of money on schools. I think education is very important. And you?
I sometimes donate money to Worldwide Fund for Nature because I love animals.
Yes, protecting wildlife is important too. My mother also told me that pollution is a very serious problem in many parts of the world.